Good morning and welcome to St. Columba's on this Palm Sunday for our all-age worship service. It's lovely to see you, and we do welcome visitors in particular. Following the service, there will be refreshments at the West End, and I do hope that you can wait behind to join in the fellowship and the friendship of the hospitality. We turn to our service sheets.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips and all the day long with our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've done anything wrong, then we're lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God, and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now. We're sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. We stand. We stand as a forgiven people.
Therefore, let us praise God for his mercy. We thank him for his goodness.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The Spirit of God fills the whole earth.
Come, let us worship.
Thank you.
collect or prayer of today, Palm Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility and also be made partakers of his resurrection through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is Palm Sunday, the beginning of the most solemn weeks in the church's year, Holy Week, and it begins with the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, as we heard in our Bible reading. Picture that scene for a moment. The crowds were out. There was great excitement. And Jesus, the Son of God, comes into the city riding on a meekly lowly donkey. The crowds were all waving their palms and they were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David." There was jubilation. All of us have been in crowds at one stage or another. It might be at a sporting event, it might be for something quite different, and we know what it's like to be pushed and shoved and people before you, people behind you, people to your left and people to your right, and you can't see and you're trying to see what's going on. Well, the crowds were there and Jesus comes in and he is now beginning his journey to the cross. But there was tension. There was tension already in that crowd because not all of them were shouting out with joy, "Hosanna." There was the curiosity of the crowd. What's going on here? How is this person attracting these crowds? Those Pharisees were troubled. What is going to be happening now? Have they lost control? Jerusalem was used to all sorts of processions on numerous different occasions, but this procession was something quite different, the likes of which they had never experienced before. And so we have Jesus now in the midst of all of the hosannas, and to one side is the ever-increasing level of tension and uncertainty and curiosity, as Jesus knows the road to which he is on is going to move beyond the jubilation and in a few short days is going to take him to the foot of the cross and on